The Slurry Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
It's the Slurry Storm Podcast with Player Lair, and this week, pulling out all the punches because Yaz Parsons joins us, as you've just been named in that squad, travelling to New Zealand. Yay!
Yay. Yeah, so exciting. You know, to finally announce it to the public and to all the netball fans as well. So yeah, no, it's really exciting.
It's really good news, and we'll have a look at things a bit more in depth in a moment. But first of all, did you have a nice birthday?
I did, yes, I did. Thank you. Yeah, no, it was nice. I just have it with, obviously, like, close friends and family. So yeah, no, it was really nice.
Is it always a nice surprise to find out when you've been selected?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think there's always that bit of nervousness and that kind of like pressure leading into a selection. And I think for everyone, we want to be named. Oh, hang on, I'm just upstairs.
Honoured, it's the first time Harry's ever been on the podcast. Great.
Yeah, Harry. Oh, God. As you can imagine, a lot of the girls still like leading into camp and knowing that there's an up-and-coming event and obviously selection is happening. I think there's that nerves and that slight pressure, and I think there's always that you wait for the email to come through of who is selected. I think the first thing you look for is your name as well. So for me, when I just saw my name listed on that email, it was just a massive dream come true for me. I think for me it was the next step to be selected for a test series or for a tour, and to get that this time is just like, oh, I'm just over the moon about it. I'm really, really happy.
We all wish we had a Sky Netball app that looked a bit like that, where you can see any games. The way that England announced it this time around was really something else, wasn't it? Looked great.
Oh yeah, our comms team were amazing. I think the announcements keep getting better and better. And obviously it was all new to us. We didn't know how they were going to announce it. So when we saw that, I even thought, oh wow, what's this app? And then I realised it was actually our announcement. But what an incredible way to announce a team. I thought it was brilliant. So yeah, amazing job from our comms team.
The last time we spoke, the Insta Lives were a huge success. And how challenging was it, in a way, to remain actively strong during the last couple of months?
Yeah, so obviously there was that difficulty. We couldn't use gyms, but luckily the weather was great. So the outdoors literally became my new playground. But Katie Ison's here in England and performed better, sent all the England girls some weights. So that includes like a barbell and some weights to do some training from home. So we're really super thankful for that, because that maintained our strength and our power throughout lockdown. And then Katie was awesome in setting up timetables for when we needed to do a run or when we needed to do our weights program. And we also did like a Zoom session on Fridays with the whole squad. And that included some of the girls over in Australia as well. So that was nice to see their faces. Obviously them leading into their season out there. So it was good. And then obviously I just did my Instagram lives on the side to try and help those. Obviously I had the support from England Netball, but I know there are some young fans out there and some aspiring netballers that had a little bit coming in from their coaches, but I thought it'd be quite nice to have something from a player that they would have been watching potentially if the season had continued, just to get a little bit of some netball skills. And yeah, I had a few regulars tuning in on my Wednesdays and Saturdays, which was brilliant. So it's really nice to see, and I actually had some really positive feedback from parents and even the girls joining in, which is great.
You went back into camp, it was around about the start of August, wasn't it? So what was that like, from actually getting that call to say you'd all be called back in?
I was rearing to go. I think a lot of the girls were desperate to get back into some sort of environment where we would be passing a netball around. And so I know obviously the international window is really important for us, and you know, we're looking at the next 2 years like leading into the Commonwealth game. So we knew it was important to get us back playing, and credit to England Netball for putting in the health and safety measures to enable us to do that. So I think we were just all room ready to go, and I think they did an excellent job in putting us into our pods. And obviously in any sort of like downtime or where we were staying in our accommodation, we were all in single rooms, so we were isolated in that sense, and that We weren't sharing rooms like we normally would, and we stayed within our bubble only in training. So outside of training, we're very much socially distant, and obviously, yeah, trying to keep like that safe environment as possible. And England Netball put all those procedures in place for us to do that, which was great. And the first couple of weeks, we were having our temperature checked, washing hands, hand gelling, changing the ball every 15 minutes. And we didn't have defenders in, so we were very much like socially distant, like passing the ball. So we weren't marking like you would normally see in netball. And then slowly we started adding the pods, and obviously the advice from Jim, our doctor, and obviously following government guidelines as well, we slowly started to increase our pod size to enable us to then return to the stage we're at now, where we are competing against each other in the normal netball style, really.
Fantastic. I bet that's a bit of a relief as well. They're not just throwing the ball against the wall.
No, definitely. I think there was a lot of that during lockdown. But now, yeah, it's really nice to actually be back playing netball. You know, I feel very lucky that we're able to do that as the elite and stuff. It's exciting to now get back into this international window where now we've got this tour coming and that we are getting back into normal netball.
Jess has told me on a forthcoming episode of the Netball Show, don't worry, I've never heard of it either. She's got lots of options in there. So for you as well, that's good, just being part of the squad.
Yeah, no, 100%. You know, I've been training with this group now for 7 weeks, and there's a lot of potential in here. We, you know, we're a very unique group, and all of us bring something completely different to the court. So it'll be exciting to try out those different styles. And for me, I'm just really, really happy to be selected to a tour, to a senior tour. Yeah. And obviously, the next step is to hopefully be selected into the 12 for the game days. But I'm just so excited just to see my name out there and to be selected into a senior tour. I think that's like a massive tick for me. And, you know, it's a kind of like the next stepping stone for me as well. So I'm just super thrilled to see my name there.
Would have been great to spend some time in among the rest of the players as well. Wasn't Beth, or was it Nat, that was in your pod?
The pods kind of changed. So I did have Nat in my pod of four to start with, and then our pod four actually got separated. So then I moved into pod three with Beth Cobden, and then I think Nat might have moved... Oh, where was she? She was either pod one or pod two. Pod one. I think she was pod one. So then our pod four got split up, and then we eventually moved into bigger pods.
Because the question there was obviously... Jodie's back and she's been named. How have you saw the likes of Beth progress from start of camp to where they are now? Because they're obviously on the way back from recovery. Have they got stronger?
Yeah, they've been great. I think we celebrated the fact that Jodie and Beth have made an excellent comeback into the squad. And, you know, Jodie's been training and playing fantastically. And she's both of them, Beth and Jodie, have worked incredibly hard to get back into fitness, really, and to get ready for match play. So it's been excellent, and I think we all celebrated the fact that they've done that in training. So, and I know that we're incredibly proud of the stage and the process that they follow to get back to where they are now. Yeah, kudos to them for doing that. They're like superstars.
It'll be quite nice as well, because Serena will have a possible chance of getting cap 100.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I actually spoke to Serena in camp about that, about her achieving her 100th, and I think she's obviously that's a massive celebration, and what an achievement. I think everyone would love to, you know, I especially would love to have 100 caps under my belt, and I think it's a massive achievement for Serena. So I'm really excited to obviously share that moment with her whilst we're out there. But it just shows what an athlete she is, and to achieve 100 caps for England is just an incredible goal, and she's an inspiration to many to achieve that as well.
Imo's got the potential to get her first cap as well. Was she with you at Team Bath?
No, I had left Team Bath at the point. Right. Imo had signed for that, yeah. So, again, another incredible thing to achieve as well is like your first senior cap. Like, I remember achieving it at Netball Europe, and it is an amazing feeling to finally get that senior cap under your belt. So I think that'll be a big achievement for Imo, and something she'll really look forward to.
Well, really strong squad that's been named as well, all there for each other. Dates are going to be confirmed, but the importance is, Guy, you're going to be showing it over here.
Yeah, I think, obviously, I can imagine the community are feeling a little bit disappointed at the moment, where netball's had to kind of take a little bit of a step back. But to provide our fans and our members with you know, this international experience over in New Zealand, and for them to watch netball again, I'm hoping we'll do them proud. But again, we're just so privileged and really grateful that Sky will be showcasing international netball, and it just kind of puts netball back on the map after all, obviously, the lockdown happening and they're going a little bit quiet for a while. Just great to now showcase our sport again and get it back out there.
Definitely. We've finally just seen your new scan and scribble for the fitness page. Only fair we give you a chance to verbally thank Charlie, who, whose work we totally love here as well. So away you go.
I really appreciate Charlie's. What she's done is absolutely amazing. I remember I got in contact with her for Katie Holland and Lorraine Kavaleska's Leavers present, and she did a phenomenal job with that. And then on the side, I said, oh, would you mind doing me a logo for my fitness page? And it's brilliant, and I absolutely love it. And I'm really grateful for her tweet as well, obviously celebrating that on my selection as well. So thank you, Charlie, for my scribble. I love it.
Well, with the work on Insta, Yaz_health and fitness, and working with Malks as well on Myers, it's going to keep you busy to the start of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. Me and Laura are constantly in communication in terms of what we're doing for Myers Netball. So I'm really glad Laura approached me as one of the virtual coaches for her. And then we've got some stuff that we're doing behind the scenes. So that will be announced shortly. But then, yeah, so I've also got obviously my Instagram page as well. So I'm just going to keep updating my followers, what I'm doing, what I'm eating. So watch this space, really. And hopefully they'll follow my journey.
Do you travel fairly soon? Because no doubt you'll have to spend 4 weeks or however long in quarantine.
I believe we're travelling next week to New Zealand. And then, yes, there will be a 2-week quarantine to make sure everything is safe for us to then play our international games. And obviously adhering to our government rules, but also New Zealand government rules as well. So, yeah, I think it's next week we leave. And then I think it's 3 weeks from there.
But everybody's done a great job just getting the games on, haven't they? Really good to see that.
Yeah, that's why. It's just like a fantastic opportunity, and I think we need to grasp this with two hands, really, because of obviously like the situation. Like Jess said at the end of our camp, would you have said at week one that we'd be back, you know, doing playing match play, playing normal netball, and then now having a tour to New Zealand? And a lot of us said no, because obviously like at that time we just thought, will we get back to normal? What does normality look like? But for us to have achieved this, we're super grateful for New Zealand Netball and for us to put on this test series and to allow us to come over is just fantastic.
Thanks, Yaz. You sound in totally great form, so enjoy every minute of it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I am super happy, so I can't wait to go and, yeah, do my thing. So, yeah, really excited.
We'll see you on telly. We'll see you on telly playing.
I hope so, yeah. Fingers crossed, yeah.
Always good to hear from Yaz on the podcast. Thanks, as always, for your support.
Ready? The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.